Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In 1993, the chase was off. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1993 gave us the Beanie Babies and Waco, but a disastrous talk show made 1993 a strange year. The Chevy Chase Show, September 1993.
Say they have some ideas for a theme song for my new show. Ron, let me hear what you have.
He's Chevy Chase, he's a heck of a guy. He makes you laugh.
Hold it. Save your butt kissing for your next boss, okay? Fred, what do you have?
I don't know how he got his own show. He ain't very funny, but I guess.
Let me hear yours again, Ron.
Is Chevy Chase a heck of a guy?
Chevy Chase, coming in September to Fox.
He makes you cry.
Growing on me.
Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase.
The Chevy Chase Show was a late-night talk show that premiered on Fox on September 7th, 1993, amidst high expectations and considerable fanfare. The show was intended to be a major competitor to established late-night programs like The Tonight Show and The Late Show. However, the show's run was short-lived, lasting only 5 weeks before being canceled due to poor ratings and critical reception. Initially, the show generated significant buzz. Chase was a well-known and beloved figure in the entertainment industry, with a successful career in film and television, including his iconic work on Saturday Night Live. His return to television was highly anticipated, and many expected his unique brand of humor to translate well to the late-night talk show format. The show opened with strong ratings, as viewers tuned in to see Chase's return to television. However, it didn't take long for the cracks to show. Critics panned it, citing its lackluster writing, awkward pacing, and Chase's sometimes abrasive hosting style. Despite attempts to improve the show, including bringing in new writers and tweaking the format, the show failed to find its footing. It was reported that Fox paid Chase $3 million to do the show, which would be almost $7 million today. The production bought the once-famed Earl Carroll Theater, which became the Aquarius Theater, and renamed it the Chevy Chase Theater. Behind the scenes, the show was plagued by production problems and conflicts. Reports surfaced of tension between Chase and the show's producers, as well as clashes with network executives over the direction of the show. These issues contributed to a lack of cohesion and consistency in the show's content, further alienating viewers. As the weeks went on, the show saw a steady decline in ratings. Viewership dropped significantly, with many viewers tuning out due to the show's perceived lack of quality. On October 7th, 1993, just 5 weeks after its premiere, Fox announced its cancellation. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll be back next time for another episode of Strange Year.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.